Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about West Virginia and books. Yeah, you already know where this one's going. There's obviously something happening in West Virginia that is against books, right? We're going to talk about a piece of proposed legislation that has already made it through the House and is on its way to the Senate. And what does it do? Well, it goes after librarians criminally. So, basically, the piece of legislation would criminalize providing obscene material through the library. And, of course, it's being framed around, well, we're going to protect the children. Here's the thing. The standard of obscene, it includes phrases, when you look at the definition, it includes phrases like applying contemporary community standards or lacks serious literary or artistic value. Things like, you know, things that are, what's the word, completely subjective. Things that the librarian would just have to guess at. And then when going before a jury is when they get to find out whether or not their guess is right. That sounds like really hyperbolic, right? I mean, how serious could the penalties be? 5 years in prison? If your political party wants to put librarians in prison for 5 years, you need a new political party. It's really that simple. It's a $25,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison. I feel like West Virginia might have things a little messed up. So what's the real goal here? The real goal is to put a chill on the spread of information. The real goal is to put a chill on libraries. Why? Because they want you ignorant. They want you uneducated because that makes you easier to control. They want your children dumb. It's really that simple. The framing of it is what's going to be used to push it. But the reality is, the way this would work is it would completely chill the libraries. Anything even remotely controversial would be taken out for fear that a minor would get their hands on it. Librarians are not going to risk going to prison for 5 years. My guess is that most of them, if they want to stay in that profession, they'd leave the state. They'd be silly not to. They'd go somewhere else. Because, you know, that's what West Virginia needs, is more academics leaving. When your rulers, your betters, are consistently attacking education, you need to ask yourself why they want your children ignorant. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.